Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Oh my God, it is Friday. Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, hey Buzz.
Tommy Little, you good man, you.
I've got my Friday voice on. It's the weekend.
Your Friday voice is very similar to your Saturday night, late night show.
Is it?
Yeah, the people don't know about.
Oh, yes.
It's called...
What's up late with Bickmore?
No. Oh, Bickmore's you just gave bedtime? Away that bedtime with Bickmore.
Bedtime with Bickmore.
Bedtime with Bickmore.
Bit of alliteration.
Back.
If you're on your way home from a night out. Oh, did you have a good one?
You know what I love when they cover off all the options? Perhaps you're having a glass of wine.
Or a cup
Even
of
if
tea.
You're not having a glass of wine, I hope you're enjoying it. We're happy to have you here. Anyway, it's time to put up your feet, relax, sit
or
back.
Or don't put up your feet. Maybe even do some cleaning if the mood takes you.
And if you don't have feet, I hope you're not missing them. Because I certainly wouldn't want to be walking anywhere right now.
But if you've got a booty.
Oh, bloody hell, bud. We're just about to have fun. Drop it like it's
hot. Big Moore's booty drop. This is equally as fun.
Oh, what have you got for us this week,
Carrie?
I guess
he doesn't listen to my late night show, does he?
No.
I'm in bed.
I have a bit of Khalees. A bit of R&B Fridays, Khalees.
I love Khalees.
A bit of Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, Khalees.
Do you know the origins of Milkshake?
Yes.
Oh.
And I feel like that comment would be better suited for my late night show, not the afternoon show that we do with kids in the car.
If you're not familiar with what a milkshake is.
No, they are all familiar.
This is what it is. Khalees
Milkshake.
Lady
leans over and shakes her.
It's Bickmore's booty drop.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Joining us. I mean, one of the best. It's been a little while and in a very different place since I saw him last. Guy Sebastian's here.
Hello. Very, very different.
Where were you together last?
Cancun.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh.
We went on spring break together.
What were you in Cancun for?
We were working together over there. Yeah. And, I have to
Hold
bring
on,
up.
When do your workplaces cross paths?
Oh, Carrie's getting jealous of me and you being on tour together.
Yeah, I'm just imagining what you were. You playing the drums in Guy's band? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm doing backup. Doing a bit of bongo work.
Well, we were on a conference, actually. It was this very lavish conference for McDonald's, and I was weirdly
oh, you were getting paid to spend time together.
Oh yeah.
Oh, oh right,
we're
right.
We're not
right.
doing these things for free. We're not inspiring young people for free. God no. So Tommy was kind of hosting the whole event, and he had a much bigger job than me. And I performed a few songs, but Tommy was interviewing me, and we sort of did a bit of a keynote type, performance meets Tony Robbins type style thing. It was awesome.
You were great, actually. You were very inspiring. And even
why you sound surprised? You know, you're a good guy.
No, because I know Guy's an amazing singer, but he was really quite inspiring to hear his story and speak to the people there. And so that, of course, I was surprised by, just because I haven't seen him do that stuff, unless you've got a lot of TED Talks out there that I don't know about,
no,
Guy.
No. But now I'm inspired.
But also, I was amazed by you because your rig and your skin and just your general glow at the moment is out of control. Mate, you are looking so good.
I guess
good.
You would have had your kit off Cancun by the pool.
Oh, yes. Yeah. There was a bit of Matthew McConaughey kit off sort of action. And I actually uploaded a video of me Baywatch style on my Instagram. But talking about rigs, Carrie, you've got the abs out very recently as well.
Shivers, I was like, when have I been naked with you? I don't think
not since the 80s. Naked with a guy? A guy?
Guy, remember, night's out, what's happened? No, don't try and change the topic. What's got you so ripped? Why did you decide to get ripped?
Look, it was sort of by accident. My manager, Titus, rang me and said, mate, there's some trainers, they want to train you for free, which was the magic words for me, is the for free. Part. And he said, you know, mate, we've been talking about it for ages, let's just do it. He didn't do anything. He didn't train at all. But I went to meet the trainers and Men's Health were there to do like before shots. So I've rung Titus. I'm like, mate, did you forget to mention that I've got to get my kit off? And I mean, for those who know me, I'm not a get my gear off sort of I don't like to, you know, like a show off or whatever. I didn't nothing to
like
show
Tommy,
off.
Like Tommy, who just gets around naked all the time.
And so anyway, I think it was good because it kept me accountable, and I trained pretty much 6 or 7 times a week.
For how long? How many months?
About 12 weeks. Yeah.
You got that done in 12 weeks. That's inspirational.
The men's health thing I got done in 8 weeks. So that was,
wow.
Yeah. And I've kept it up. Like, I've definitely kept training, and I just love the feeling of it. I love it. It's a mental thing, isn't it? It really is.
Yeah.
So for the before shots, did they make you kind of slouch over and push your belly out a bit, or did they give you a big feed before?
I see Mr. Tim Robards do that occasionally to show how different you can look if you just hold yourself better.
Yeah. Did they do that stuff,
I don't think Tim Robards can ever look fat or bloated at all. That guy's a Greek god. but no, I don't remember pushing out. I was legitimately just had man boobs. No offense at all. Taken that you thought I was pushing my gut out.
Well, no dad bod on guy. Jules, but how does Jules feel about the new bod?
Jules is ripped. So Jules did it as well. I think we were just both in a bit of an unhealthy cycle. You know, I guess we just both got a bit comfortable. I was making the album, so I was just sitting in studios recording. My body just caved in, to be honest. I have a bit of a hip condition from playing footy and cricket and stuff. And then, to be honest, I didn't think I'd get through the training. About a few weeks into it, I was in that much pain. And my physio just said, you have to push through because your muscles are in atrophy. If they strengthen, they'll support your injury. And, you know, I had 3 different osteos tell me I needed surgery. But now I'm pain-free. I don't wake up in the morning anymore for the first hour in absolute pain. And
That's amazing.
Yeah, I feel great.
Well, you had me in atrophy.
Lots more to chat to you about, Guy. Have you got anywhere to go? Can you hang around for a song?
No, I'm good.
Good. Okay. We'll see you on the other side.
We didn't have a plan B, so good.
It's Guy Sebastian. We'll chat to him next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guy Sebastian, your touring mate. GuySebastian.com. Tickets are available now.
They are, yes. Ticketek. I'm at the Palais and on the November the 6th. I think I'm on November the 3rd. I'm at the Enmore in Sydney. And
great.
Everywhere else, so yeah, it'll be fun.
I don't often read the information packs that are given to me about the people we're talking to because half the time they're about stuff that we're never, ever going to cover. But I have looked down at the information pack I've been given on you and it says, Sebastian has worked with Brian McKnight, Robin Thicke, Steve Cropper, John Mayer, Jordan Sparks, Eve and Lupe Fiasco. There's a name in there, I'm going to say, surprises me that you've worked with him and I wondered how you worked with him given I know your background, I know what you stand for and what kind of man you are. Robin Thicke, what was that experience?
Well, this is very early on, so this is going back 14 years I first worked with Robin Thicke. So he had just released
that bike song?
When I Get You Along.
Yeah.
You know that one.
You know, and he's riding the bike. That's when he looked completely different, right? He had long hair and he's riding through on the bike through New York and you're like, I can't believe that's the same dude.
Yeah, exactly. And so obviously it was very... it was a very long time ago and much before he... was sort of
slapped Marley's bump with the
exactly yes that's right
tarted it up would you say that
exactly I mean
no I just wonder because it must be interesting when you collaborate with people perhaps who are incredible musicians or you you know like their music but perhaps you don't necessarily gel with or relate to what they do in their personal life.
No, exactly. I mean, sometimes I guess you don't even know who you're collaborating with or know their history. So, I mean, it's, you know, we often come into contact in our industry with a lot of people that we don't necessarily have been on their Wikipedia or whatever and know a lot about. And, you know, I'm sure there's other people I've worked with who are kind of Harvey Weinstein-like and take advantage of their position. And you know, it unfortunately, authority does a very strange thing to people. And there's not really a middle ground. You either use it for good or you use it for your own, you know, whatever your perversions are or whatever. And look, there's been a lot of light shed on things like the Harvey Weinstein thing. And I think it's a great thing. I think all of these things are great things because not only does it shed a light on the female side of things, it also makes men realise that this behaviour is disgusting. And I think it's a great awakening we're having at the moment.
Guy, do you ever get scared to find out too much about your heroes? Because on that exact topic, I have got so many comedians that I love, and then the more I find out about these comedians, the more they turn out to be horrible men.
Interesting.
There's been so many historically amazing comedians who, I mean, my favourite comedian, Richard Pryor, is my favourite comedian of all time. Yeah. But if you dig a little into his personal life, he's done some pretty awful things. I guess, is there heroes of yours who you just don't want to know about?
Well, my first taste of meeting a hero, and I've met a lot of people. I've worked with Oprah and you know the Pope and the Queen and stuff. You know, I worked with one of my heroes very, very early on when I just won Idol, naive kid from Adelaide, and I was obsessed with Brian McKnight, like properly obsessed
that's
with him.
That's Delta's Brian McKnight, yeah?
No, so that's Brian McFadden.
Oh, that's Fadden.
This is a,
sorry.
This is a very different Brian.
Remind me who Brian McKnight is again.
I'd love so much if you were obsessed with McFadden. Well, just something about the three-quarter pants that I just can't shake from my mind.
Which one's Brian McKnight?
No, you can be forgiven. He's not like a huge presence here, but he's an R&B singer. A lot of R&B, especially vocalists, know who this guy is. And funnily enough, now, we're friends. I really like Brian, and he's come full circle. But when I first met him, I went to LA, and he was my hero. He taught me so much about singing. So I found myself in a writing session with Brian McKnight. So the first day, he didn't show up. Literally, I sat there all day in this studio waiting for Brian, thinking, oh, my hero's coming. This is amazing. He didn't rock up. So
then you're not Facebook Living the whole day or something, are
no,
you?
No, waiting no, for I wasn't. To meet him? Unfortunately. Yeah. Hey, everyone, just tune in. I swear he's coming.
He's coming. He's coming. He'll be here. He'll be here.
And then the second day happened. And mind you, I've flown to LA for this session. And so the second day happened. I think it was meant to start at 11 or something. I think it was about 6:30 at night that he came. And by then I'm filthy, and then he comes in, he's like, all right, we've got to be quick in this session and blah, blah, blah. I was like, what? We've got to be quick? Like, yeah, I've waited 2 days for this. You know,
yeah,
I think
it can
was...
be different when you meet people in
exactly.
Real life.
And
I'm still stuck on the fact that you name drop. I've worked with Oprah and the Pope and, you know, yeah, not many people have that resume,
imagine
mate.
If you met the Pope and the Pope was just loose, like such a loose unit.
I have a feeling the new Pope could be, actually. He seems like a pretty pretty loose kind of character. He's, yeah. Anyway.
Well, Guy, your new album, Conscious, is available for pre-order now. It's in stores November 3. It's always a delight to have you on, mate. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centred around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Putting them together, we play this game.
Same, but backwards.
You did put us together for this game. It'd be hard if you pulled us apart for this game.
Imagine if they did a whole R&B Fridays Live backwards.
Oh, I mean, that's hurting my head.
It would
head
be hectic,
too.
Wouldn't it? And then we just spent the whole time going, Carrie, Tommy.
Well, that's actually funny you say that, Carrie, because we are doing an R&B Fridays Live version of Same But Backwards today.
I must have known. Why did you frown then?
Me?
Yeah.
The only people that would frown would be unsure about which artists' songs you were going to choose off the bat, but I know them all. Like the back of my hand.
I struggle a
so
bit
that's
with
why
R&B.
Because
remember
sure.
At first when we did the R&B ones, I used to get them wrong, so I broadened out the game.
Yeah.
Coming back to R&B is not good news for me, but that's okay.
It's one of the biggest coups that's happened in radio. If you don't like the game, just change it, according to Carrie. Yeah. If you start losing, just switch it up.
All right, we play Carrie and Tommy a song in reverse. They got to buzz in with their name
everybody
to get
knows
the song.
Knows the rules, mate. Like, we've done this so many
radio
times.
Radio 101, Tommy. Here we go. All right, song number one.
Carrie.
Carrie's in.
I got the best, got just what you need. I got, free your mind.
Tommy would like to buzz
Janet
in and have
Jackson.
A go now.
Hang on, Carrie. I'll
Janet
give you a...
Jackson?
It's not Janet Jackson.
Is she on our R&B Fridays Live tour?
I wish.
Oh, is it somebody on the tour?
I just said that.
I thought you just said
mate.
It was an R&B like
Fridays
version.
Fridays Live.
I didn't know you meant the singers that are there.
Tommy would like to say En Vogue.
Khalees.
Hang on, Tommy.
It's En Vogue.
What's the song title?
The song is called...
I didn't know that it was actually the
piece. I'd like the half point for the group.
And I'll get the song.
Yes.
We get half each.
What's yours? What's
Free
the song?
Free your mind.
All right. Well, half a point each.
There we go.
So we're still exactly where we were one song ago.
Now.
Now you understand why some people might have frowned.
All right.
Here's song, song number two.
Tommy.
Oh, Tommy's in.
That's Neo.
Nut. Khalees. Oh. Khalees, and it's da 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 da.
Oh, Tommy knows the song name. Tommy knows the song name.
Half a point. No.
Can I have the other half? Because I know the song name.
Okay.
Oh my god.
It's called Trick Me.
Oh, it is. Got to trick me once. Yeah.
All right. So you both got 1 point now. Two songs in.
Okay.
Oh, Khalees. How great.
I know.
This person is also playing at R&B Fridays Live.
Tommy.
Carrie.
Oh, my God.
Carrie.
Tommy, you were
quick. Carrie.
Yeah, Tommy
Carrie,
was definitely
Carrie.
In
Hang
first.
On, Carrie. Tommy, you're in.
I would like the half point. That's Neo.
No, it's Craig David. Oh, I'm walking away.
It is Carrie.
Yes. And, you know, I knew first before I even heard the song that we'd have to do a Craig David one.
Okay. All right. 2-1 to Carrie. Two
Isn't
songs
that it,
to go.
Then? Haven't I won? It's best of three?
Best of five. Mate, I'm so
wrong. Buzz. Can I change the rules
Buzz,
again?
I never thought I'd say this to you, but I'm so sorry about the lack of professionalism from us.
All right, here we go. Song number four.
Tommy.
Oh, stop it. When he buzzes
Neo.
In.
It's
Neo. Okay, hold on. Yes. When he buzzes in, Buzz, you have to stop the song.
I did.
Listens.
I faded it down.
You
I faded
did.
It down.
Then he just listens to it.
Oh, we're equal.
What is it
Thank
called?
Thank you very much.
What's the song called?
Oh, everybody knows what that song's called.
Do
we
you?
Are equal, yeah.
What's it called?
Can't Wait.
No.
That's what he says.
And I just can't keep my something.
Oh, give me the point so we can battle off
it.
In the... No, we've got to battle for the last one. This is
what's
the tiebreaker now.
What's the song
you
title?
Mate, you have to get the song title.
Yeah,
that's the rules.
Can I just can't... Closer? Closer.
All right, half a point each again.
Okay, last one. Let's go.
So who's...
Well, technically, Carrie, you've won.
No, I've got a chance. If I get this right, it's equal.
Let's just play it anyway for the people playing in their car. Here we go.
Okay. Carrie
for the win.
Everybody knows this one.
I love you.
I know it. Give it to me.
If it was a competition on who knew the words, you guys would be great.
I know but exactly
it's not.
Who
is
this
not
is.
Nelly?
That's half of who it is.
Nelly and...
Oh,
rhymes
give
with
me
Nelly.
A shot. Oh, don't give her clues when
Kelly?
She's winning.
Won anyway. She's
Kelly
won
Rowland?
Anyway.
And what's
it is
the
Kelly
song
Rowland.
I love you. No, baby.
Oh, I know. You're never going to guess the name because it's not in the words.
I do.
It's not in the words.
Okay.
The song is called Dilemma.
Okay, well, mate, I got there.
No, you didn't.
Fantastic. What a fantastic sell for R&B Fridays Live.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, I've learned a new term, earworm. Right? I never knew what an earworm was.
Is it something you catch?
No.
Okay. Is it something that's curable?
Oh, like a worm.
Yeah.
Like what you take tablets for.
Like, you know when dogs run their bum on the carpet? Is it that but in your ears?
No. I remember having worms as a kid. That
Did
was
you run your bum
so
on the carpet?
Uncomfortable. No, but I wanted to jab a pencil up there.
Did you?
So itchy.
Okay.
No, an earworm is a song that gets in your head and it goes round and round and round.
Is it?
Yes. So if you listen to the radio, then you get in the car, you get out of the car and hours later you're still singing the, you know, the chorus from a certain song. Right?
Real one. Nope.
What?
Okay.
What's that song?
Duo Lipa.
It always sounds better in your head, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's the one. That's the one.
Yeah.
Thanks, Buzz.
How did you have that so quickly?
Yeah, we must be
getting
playing
good at this game.
Anyway, I don't know what the term is for what I have, but it's a step on from earworm. Every night when I walk up the project stairs to go on set, a song pops into my head, then it goes away, and then during our rehearsal time, it'll pop back into my head. So, and the same thing happens every single night. It's happened for a couple of years now. I will
for
say
a couple of years?
Yeah, it's only happened since Waleed's joined me because Waleed has said to me the other day, you're singing that song again. And I was like, I know. And he goes, you really like it. And I said, first of all, I don't even like that song. Two, I don't ever even play the song that pops into my head. Why is it popping into my head? This is the song and the line from the song that pops into my head. Unskinny bop. Unskinny bop, 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 bop. And it repeats in my head, the bop, bop, bop.
Is that what it is, unskinny?
Well, is that what it is, unskinny?
Yeah. I always just go, whoa, skinny.
Yeah. Okay. So twice in the 1 hour, every single night, that comes into my head.
For years. It's a step above the
same
earworm.
Song.
What's that, an ear eel? Got an ear eel.
I've got an eel in my ear.
Yeah.
And it won't get out. So I decided we need to talk to someone about it. I need to get to the bottom of this and I need to know how to get it out of my head.
Okay.
Or replace it with another song
because
I'm done with
it.
The song.
You're over it. Okay.
I'm done. We've got Dr. Tim Byron on the line. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how you going?
Am I weird?
No, I think it happens to lots of people. It doesn't happen to everyone, but lots of people.
I mean, I wouldn't mind answering that question because I've got stacks of evidence to the contrary, Doctor. Now, Doc, is this what you do? What's your specialist field?
So my specialist field is music psychology. So I'm just interested in how the mind processes the information that comes in and the way that songs get stuck in their head, or that maybe music is distracting or something like that, and how that works.
Cool.
Why do you think the song Unskinny Bop comes into my head when I walk up to the project every night and Waleed's next to me?
It sounds like it's a sort of habitual kind of thing. Like you got into the habit of getting this song stuck into your head because it happens at a certain time. There's cues that happen. What I'd be interested to find out is if you go in a different entrance to the studio or something and see if you still got the song stuck in your head then.
Oh, this is an experiment I need to try because I go the same route every night.
Yeah, you keep mentioning Waleed. So if Waleed's not there, does it still
happen? I don't know. I haven't like done a full analysis of it, but I can't say that it happened before Waleed joined my life. Sure. Do you have any thoughts, for how I could get it out of my head or change the song?
One of the ones that is sort of surprising but makes sense when you explain it is to try and chew gum.
I can't because I'm rehearsing the show and doing interviews and stuff. I'll be enjoying it on the project now.
You're scared it'll get stuck in your Invisalign.
So hold on. Okay, so chew gum. If I can't chew gum, any other ideas?
But basically to be busy, more or less. Like there's a certain level of busyness that if you're...
Yeah, you are lazy and slack and haven't been doing as much as far as I'm concerned. She's the busiest woman in the world, Doctor.
Oh, Doctor, I feel like these solutions aren't going to help me.
Well, maybe like for you in particular, you've got to be less busy, and if you kind of can relax a bit, maybe it will go. I don't...
Oh.
Hang on. Sure. Was one of the solutions be more busy and now one of the solutions is be less busy?
Maybe it's to have the right level of busyness. Because I think people are more likely to get songs stuck in their heads if they're like really, really busy and they're sort of stressing out a little bit. And maybe they're also more likely to get stuck in their heads if people are just kind of bored and their brain's like, what can I do? What can I do? Oh, the brain was like, oh, put the song in their head.
So maybe I'm so busy, right? And then I get on set and I have like 10 seconds where I'm not busy. So my head goes, oh, get a song. And it goes to the same song every night.
Yeah, it could be that.
I mean, are you saying she should just try and change something? That's the sense I'm getting.
Yeah,
is just mix it up. Go through a different door.
Maybe I'll get a new co-host.
Maybe.
All right, well, I'm going to try relax. I'll try and just create a different
feel
up there.
Something different,
and
Doc.
And see how we go, and I'll let you know, Dr. Byron. Right, cool. Thank you for your advice.
See what has happened.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's been a big week.
Hasn't it?
So much happening. Started with a bit of project action for us with the man, Chris Hemsworth, Thor.
The man, the myth, the legend.
And it's finished today with a bit of Guy Sebastian.
Oh, and let's not forget R&B Fridays live last night.
Oh.
I mean, hurly dooly. What a week.
How can the weekend top that?
Well, it can't. So let's just look back at some of the bits that we've loved and loathed. Buzz, do you want to get us into this?
Let's do it.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy rapt or raw.
I still don't understand how you get your voice to do that, Buzz.
That's lots of practice.
Oh, so can you say any other words or?
No, just that.
Okay.
It's like reading a script. That's all I've learnt.
Right, okay. It's still very good, though.
Thank you.
Should we start with Buzz?
Yeah.
How's your week been, Buzz?
You know what? Actually fantastic, because coming on this show, I do a lot of prep. Sometimes I prep for weeks. And
do
I
you?
Actually, yeah, absolutely, yes.
Buzz,
you couldn't tell.
Yeah, Buzz means he preps for weeks, but considering we've had nearly a year's worth of show, that's all the prep.
Weeks at a time.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So, I wrote a rhyme about a week, and I never thought it would come up in the show, yet here we are.
Buzz, of course, has a great rhyme if you ever forget what day of the week it is. Buzz, tell us your great rhyme.
If it's not Monday, it's either Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday or Friday. That's more of a song.
Don't know. It's Buzz's rhyme.
Put me on the spot and that's what I'll do.
It didn't even rhyme, though.
No, it didn't.
It didn't. Well, if you consider a Thursday rhymes with Friday,
no,
right?
She said if it's not Monday, it should have ended up somehow with Sunday.
That's why you're on the big bucks. Buzz, I mean, seeing you are so good at the whole rhyming thing, do you want to give us just a quick rhyme now to sum up the week?
Oh, I did that. That took me 3 weeks to write. Come back to me in a month and I'll have a better one for you.
Is that it?
That wasn't, no.
Oh.
You stressed him out so much he stopped playing his harp, too.
I can't do two things. Hang on, let me pick the harp back up. That's what I am good at.
It's all right, mate. Take a deep breath. It's fine.
This week, sorry, Carrie, you don't mind if I I mean, I know it should be ladies first. But
no,
you know
no,
my
you go.
Can I step in and have this dance?
I like to finish off.
Okay. I like to be in the middle. I like to be the meat in this sanger. This week I was a little raw, to be honest, because I was trying to talk about a serious medical condition that I had, and you just kept bringing up other stuff.
I discovered something about you that I think is a little disappointing.
That I think I've got a twisted testicle?
No, I also discovered that. You're a 32-year-old man who doesn't know how to tie a tie.
No, I know.
How?
Well, I've never had to. Why do you think that's so outrageous?
Then I also realised there's another thing I've worked out you can't do.
Untwist my testicle?
You can't swim.
I can
swim. How did
swim?
You get to 32 get without being able to swim?
I can swim.
How's your twisted testicle? I know you want me to talk about your twisted testicle. Is it okay?
It seemed to untwisted itself. Just in
magically?
Time. Just in time
just
for this
well
weekend.
We didn't dedicate an entire segment to it.
Yeah, so for all the people who thought I was out of action last week, I'm back in time just for the weekend.
Do you want to know how my week has been?
Don't tell me you twisted your testicle.
No, I'm wrapped because I have found a new co-host, a guy that doesn't have a twisted testicle. Is your name really Magesh Magesh?
Yes, Kerry, it is. It's like New York. It's so cool. They say it twice.
Oh, New
Isn't
York.
Isn't he great?
New
I told you he was great.
Yeah, I think I want to work with him.
I'll do it at half of Tommy's rate, Kerry, half of it.
The Kerry and Magesh show. It's got a ring to it.
You know,
sorry, the Kerry and Magesh Magesh, sorry.
I had so a cool. really long name and I can't say it on the air. We probably just don't have enough time for your show.
Oh, you're so funny too.
And just remember, folks, to write in if you want to see the Magesh and Kerry Bickmore show.
I see what he did at the end there. Yeah. He is great. But
he's very clever.
He did put his name first. You know.
Oh, did he?
Are you going to cop that?
Magesh and Kerry Bickmore show.
Is the ego going to cop
I
that?
I don't like that.
Oh, suddenly old mate Twisted Testy isn't looking too bad.
Yeah, you're fine. We'll keep you.
Kerry Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Done for the week.
We haven't actually talked enough, just before we go, about how good last night was, R&B Fridays. How great was Craig David?
Oh, I mean, he's most manicured facial hair in the business.
Not as manicured as it used to be, though.
But you know what makes up for it? How's the rig on him?
I know.
I mean, we're focusing on the wrong bits of the show.
And Kelly Rowland, she was on fire.
The rig on her too. I mean, even if you're not a music fan.
No, it's about equality. We should discuss both.
But just get along to see the rigs. Any chance you've got.
There is another show in Melbourne tonight and Brisbane following as
go
well.
Go along, people.
Sorry.
Is it sold out?
We're Buzz?
Just a couple of tickets left at tickettech.com.
That is. He has no idea.
No, there is. A handful for Melbourne. Vegas? I think Brisbane is sold out, but a handful for Melbourne tonight.
And what a way to... You may as well finish it. When we're talking about stunning rigs, Buzz, send us off to the weekend.
Hamish
the
Dandy.
Stunning rig. Oh.
In next.
Mate, I meant you.
Oh, right. If you're like a dad bod.
You don't have a dad bod. One, you're not a dad. And two, you've been working out hard.
Yeah, you've got more of a pregnant mum bod.
All right, on that note, we're out. Have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday.
The Kerry and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Kerry Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @KerryTommyShow.